This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hey, Robbie, how's it going?
Good, Dean.
Hey, everybody, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and have we got a fun way for you to handle your hump day today. It is freezing here in Melbourne. I don't know how cold it is for all of you, but I have certainly been getting the chills. We've got a little bit of rain, a lot of wind, and we have had so much cold that Robbie and I are gearing up to help keep you warm for your arvo.
Oh, Dean, we've started off really well because I tell you, this studio is normally baking. I've always got to make sure I've got a singlet, I've got a t-shirt.
I was just excited for the striptease, Robbie.
If it's you, it's usually just a couple of bits of thread off your nipples.
Like, just that's all.
But today I've got my whole work shirt on because I'm freezing.
It is so cold. Winter may not be here yet seasonally, but has absolutely come. And you know what? We've got to get prepared for it. I've decided when I get home tonight, I'm going to layer the couch with multiple blankets. I'm just trying to figure out ways to get through it because this morning was the first morning that, you know how it's hard to get up in the morning, it's so cold, it's hard to be able to do it.
Yes.
This morning was the first morning where I was just like, I can't move. And I realised, I read a thing on the internet where people who go to Mount Everest, they hit a point that they can't, their body, they... The altitude is so high that they're not thinking properly and oxygen's not getting to their brain and they're feeling cold. So they hit a point where they're kind of like, if I just sit down, then everything will be okay and I'll be able to stop because moving through this cold is what the problem is. And because not enough oxygen is getting to their brain, they talk themselves into not moving and freezing to death.
Right.
That was a cheery way to start the show. That was what I was experiencing this morning because it was so cold and I was just lying there and going, I just need to roll out of this. I can see the shower. It's right there. I can just turn on that hot water.
And there's no logic, is there? Because you're like, I know that it'll be warmer if I do that, but I don't want to move.
But you can't, and you just feel like a block of ice and I don't know what to do. Some people have been telling me it's time to kick into an electric blanket. Other people have been saying just wear socks to bed. But
this sort of stuff just makes it worse because then it's going to be even colder. It's going to be even more of a shock when you have to get up.
It's not just that. When I've had an electric blanket, I've woken up really dehydrated because I've forgotten to turn it off.
Yeah.
Really important to make sure you don't do that. But also, are you a like go to bed in pyjama type person, Robbie?
No, not usually. But
I'm going to be honest, I'm all starkers. Even in this cold weather, Starkest individual. You just keep that in your mind, Robbie. Keep it in your mind. And then when people are like, just wear some socks to bed and you'll be fine. If I wear socks to bed and nothing else, I can't sleep.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to sleep at all. It
feels weird on your feet.
It feels strange. Yeah. Or my body will just toss and turn until they're kicked off.
You could train yourself to love it, but is it really
I don't want to hear your lies. I'm a 41-year-old homosexual. I've got no time. I'm sounding like my father.
I have an old dog and I will not learn any new tricks.
I'm sounding exactly like my father. Oh, dangerous way to kick on.
It was going
to
happen sooner or later. One thing is for certain, Dean, we're going to keep everybody warm today because we've got a lot of hot action coming up.
Absolutely. Plenty of hotties on the way. Not just the hotties that are in the studio right now. Lots of hot chat, lots of hot fun, and we are going to keep you cuddly and warm.
Yay!
Woo! You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And hey, Australia, Radiothon has finished. And here at Joy, we want to say a big thank you.
Thank you for renewing your membership, signing up for the first time, or even making a donation.
We'll draw our major prize winner on Friday, the 31st of May, so keep on listening.
And thank you for all your amazing contributions that help keep us out loud and proud and loving Joy. And one of those people was the fabulous Brad, who we actually announced last week as the winner of one of the daily competitions. Brad is heading to Gay Ski Week Australia, and that's really exciting. Brad messaged in because Brad was hearing us talking about how cold it was, saying, if you think it's cold, I don't know how Frog Hudson's going to survive a day in Ski Week. I will tell you this right now, Brad. My queer alter ego, Frog Hudson, has been to Ski Week Australia for the past 6 years and I wear a lot of socks. But there's a lot of heating in the chalets. It needs to be said. Chalets know how to keep warm and I have one of those houses where I have it. It's great in summer because you've got a wall that's all glass. So it's great. It's beautiful. The sun shines in. But in winter, it's nothing but cold.
Yeah.
And I can't quite figure out how to get my heating working. I'm not going to lie. It's really driving me crazy.
So when you go to Gay Ski Week, are you still sleeping in the full nude?
I don't sleep with clothes on. It's just my body just doesn't.
So it's still in the snow. you go in the full
hot. But I'm in a bed. I'm undercover. There's the heating is on. Like, to be very clear, if you're staying in a chalet in the snow and there is natural snow being formed outside, you're not turning off that heater. That heater's not getting turned off. But I'm like, we haven't even hit winter yet. I can't just have my heating pumping all the time at home. But I realised the other day, I can't get a happy medium with my heating. It's either too warm or too cold. There's no middle ground. It's either way too hot or too freezing. No middle ground at all. Do you
what
have
you got the reverse cycle air conditioner? Is that how you heat?
No, it's just the thingy. I press the button and the thing on the top blows the air.
Yeah, and it does
is
cold
that a reverse
as well.
Cycle? Yeah.
Yeah, that, reverses that. In cold and hot. That, it does both.
I don't know. I'm just pretty.
Yeah, it's a funny kind of heat. We went from one of those gas heaters in our house to a reverse cycle, and it's a bit to get used to because it's a bit more of a, it's not as natural feeling. It's a bit of a stuffy feeling.
I could set a fire in the middle of the apartment maybe.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Might set off some smoke alarms. Probably not the best thing to do.
Well, you set a fire on your veranda a few years ago.
I did not set, for the record, Your Honour, for the record, I did not set a fire on my balcony. I wasn't even in the home at the time. To make it very clear, I am not good at looking after my garden. It was a very hot day, a couple of apartments down. I have to. It's been said on the radio now. I have to defend myself. A couple of apartments down, someone was welding some metal and I had pot plants full of dead plants and mulch and crap. And I went to visit my friend in the hospital who had just had a baby that morning, and we're hanging out and talking and people kept ringing my phone. And I was like, what's going on? And I finally answered the phone and they're like, so your apartment's on fire. And I'm like, what? Well, your balcony. We're just all looking at it now. And all the neighbours in Collingwood, all these people were ringing me because they were just like, everyone else's apartments are fine. Just yours. Just yours isn't fine.
I thought it was an AstroTurf type situation.
I need to do full explanation. Okay, so I had pot plants with dead plants in it, but I also had fake grass all on my balcony because I was like, I'm going to do like this fantastic little outdoor garden area. And I did that. And the problem then became that the AstroTurf just kept burning and burning and burning. So honestly, think about looking what you put on your balcony. Make sure, you know, I know we talk about fire safety in regional and country areas and clean your gutters and things, but you can do that in the city too. Think about what's out there, because I had the entire floor of my balcony covered in AstroTurf and it was lovely, but when one spark lit, it just kept on burning and it was constantly reburning itself. So it melted the metal on the linings. It melted the tiles. Like, and even the firemen were like, why would you do that? And I'm like, it looked kitsch. That was all I had. So I was like,
you are the whole reason that I haven't done that, by the way.
Well, I'm glad.
I wanted to do it. I like the idea of it.
It looked camp. So I was like, fine. But I also went crazy and I spent a lot of money on full on grass, fake grass tiles. Like, just get a sheet and put it down. Like, don't everything. I went really hard and
the stuff
it backfired.
The long burning stuff. You paid extra for the long burning stuff.
I paid extra for the stuff that will just burn my house down. So
now I love that we've speared this this conversation about you sleeping naked into a PSA about AstroTurf. That is what you get on Mad Wednesday.
You can expect so much more.
Tomorrow, possible thunder storm with hail in the early morning, then rain easing, top of just 13. Friday, showers easing, 15. Saturday, shower or two, 15. Sunday, you guessed it, showers increasing, top of 15. Currently 7 degrees in Melbourne Town. I'm Gary Wilson. Next, your news update, 5:30.
Gary, how do you keep warm when the weather is so crazy?
I've got very warm jackets.
Warm jackets.
Yeah.
All right. So just to let you know, last night, along the lines of that Grindr story, I deleted the app from my phone.
You're supporting Lebanon government,
are
you?
I'm not supporting the blocking of it, but I just think I deleted it just because it wasn't doing me any good. So that's all. But, you know.
Okay, there's other apps.
Yeah.
It's a cycle. It seems to be a cycle.
Let's take this.
Sleep
how long until I'm
back on your cycle. Right.
All right, let's find out what's happening with the traffic and trains.
Currently 8 degrees in Melbourne Town. Tomorrow, rug up, because it's going to be hail, then rain easing, top of 13.
Hail, then rain.
Yeah, rain easing, so it'll get a bit lighter in the afternoon.
All right, so I just need to check because this is the first time I've had so many plants that have survived during winter.
Congratulations.
What do I do, Gary?
Well, we haven't got through winter yet.
Well, we're not even in winter yet, but what do I do with all this hail and rain and things? What do I do?
Well, put them under shelter would be good.
But how will they get watered if I don't?
Well, then you move them back out after the hail.
Oh, my God, this feels like so much worse. So hail is bad for plants. That's
yes, because it'll
me.
Bruise the leaves and all that sort of thing.
Oh, sensitive things, aren't they?
They are your plants,
they've
darling.
They've got to get
really.
Tougher skin, I tell you.
Just like a certain radio presenter I know.
Let's find out what's happening with the traffic and train.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean and the fabulous Lisa Mann who's still joining
right.
us.
You are. Oh, and right. we've actually just gotten some messages in, Robbie. The lovely Mark from Armadale's message in saying that's the answer to the competition that we can't give the answer to, but said please prop this pom in the drawer for last night at the Prima. There's lots of peas in there. I'm very confused.
Oh wow, we loved alliteration.
We also, there was a lot there, but also we got another message saying, oh God, Lisa's camp, you should get her on here more often. Well,
wow.
over the next month
funny
you will.
Funny you should mention that.
Thank you for that message, Tequila Schmockingbird. Very appreciated. I'm
I thought it was Lisa's mum.
No, that was me.
Yeah. No, funny you should mention that because Lisa, all things going well over the next half an hour, will you? I believe you will be joining us in a few weeks' time as a very special co-host.
Yes, I am taking a week off while I Frock Hudson cruises with queers to Hobart's Dark Mofo. So Robbie's in control. So
fabulous.
I can't wait to listen to that show. I'll be listening to it on the high seas, Robbie. Lovely Lisa will come and join.
I hope you've got your editing fingers ready.
Oh, don't worry, I'll be ready to jump as much as I can.
Sorry, there's no podcast this week. Nothing was salvageable.
No, I'm totally going to podcast it. So I expect plenty of laughs.
Can we just have
week.
Like a bloopers reel podcast? Like any time that I press the wrong button or anything like that?
That's pretty much 2.5 hours of the show. And I love that he's just saying it's him. Like, I'm just as bad
as yeah.
Don't forget, we've got a double pass to give away to the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra's Last Night of the Proms, thanks to the MSO on July 13th. All you've got to do is tell us what this song is. And then you go into the draw.
I think you're hearing it, Dave.
People are getting it now. People are getting it. Hit us up on 0427-9499 or on joy.org.au to go into the draw. You have to be a Joy member and you can't have won anything in the last week. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Before we cross to those two hot boys heating you up on Mad Wednesday Drive, let's have a look at the weather. The Bureau says for tonight, rain periods overnight low of 7. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorm with hail in the early morning, then rain easing top of just 13. Friday, showers easing, top temp 15. Saturday, shower or 2, 15. Sunday, showers increasing, top of 15. Currently 8 degrees in town. I'm Gary Wilson. Next, your news update, 6:30.
Robbie, I do believe Gary was flirting with us.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh, didn't we feel special?
We too.
What did I miss?
No comment.
First I mentioned that I've deleted Grindr and then Gary's calling me hot on the airwaves.
And Robbie.
Look, if a threesome's what you want, Gary, then we'll go with it.
Oh, good. No, the show's finished in half an hour. I've got nowhere else to
Let's
be.
Find out what's happening with the traffic and
hot
trains. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie, Dean and the fabulous Lisa Mann joining us in the studio.
Hello.
And we have had such a fabulously fun show today. It's nearly time to wrap it up. But we've all been noticing the cold, right?
Oh, just once or twice.
It's been insane in the mornings. So insane, in fact, that last night I slept on my couch because I was watching TV on the couch, blanket, pillow behind my neck. I'd gone to the airport to pick up my housemate very late. Plane was running late.
Oh, he's back.
He's back. And he was really tired. So it was like, oh, I'll just have a good night's sleep. Everything will be fine. And he just thought he'd sleep the whole way through. It was so cold and I couldn't reach the control for the heater that I actually slept on my couch because it was easier to do that than to get off the couch and actually walk to my bed, which is kind of insane. But my housemate kept getting up as well all during the night and I had possibly the worst dream ever. I dreamt that I was watching the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race at RuPaul's house with RuPaul and we were having an argument about the food that was being served because neither of us were happy with it. And RuPaul thought I'd had a bit too much to drink because I dared to argue with RuPaul. And then I went and stole makeup from RuPaul's bathroom and then tried to run out of the house. But then when I went out the front door, I ended up on another level of the house.
Well, if that's not a Dean Arcuri dream, I don't know what is.
So it was a
and
little
it's going to be an X Festival show.
Yeah.
It was a little bit crazy, but it made me realise that perhaps I shouldn't sleep on my couch in my living room because all the sensory coldness and little bits of light from things and everything maybe makes me a little crazy.
A little bit.
Have you had any crazy experiences with the cold?
No, we're doing okay. I'm living in a very small apartment that that warms up quite nicely.
You've got a husband to keep you warm, haven't you?
Yeah, well, there's that. There's that as well.
We don't all have husbands, Rob.
No.
Sorry about it.
Must be nice.
Yes, like it's my fault that you're both single.
Thank you for acknowledging that, actually. I've been waiting.
Finally, we've been vindicated, Lisa.
Thank you.
I can't marry everyone.
we've gotten same-sex marriage. Let's just keep stepping it up. What's the next one if we marry everybody? Is that polygamy?
Yeah,
let's do it. Mad Wednesdays.
I thoroughly enjoy
one thing the Mormons will agree with us on.
Yes. I thoroughly enjoy the fact that 90% of today's show has been about you dealing with the weather and how you're sleeping, Dean. So.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Remember 2 weeks ago when it was just like Robbie was delirious because he got up early to watch Eurovision semi-final and I didn't realise that Robbie was just tired. That was good fun. But we have got a massive call out. We've had from the lovely Andrew saying, you boys have outdone yourselves tonight, have laughed my whole drive home.
Oh, Andrew. Oh, okay.
We're so glad, especially you, if darling. You've been stuck in this traffic because you haven't been moving.
No. Should be getting home by about... Saturday?
You've been a bit trapped. But we've had an absolutely awesome show today. I just want to recap some of the great people we've had come in. We've had lovely Lisa talking about the Miss Burlesque Australia competition that's happening this week.
Mm-hmm.
We've also had, don't forget, 2 weeks from that, there is the Mr. Burlesque Australia competition happening. You can find all the details on our social media. Cade and Chloe came in to tell us about the ice hockey pride match that's going on.
Yeah, this Sunday at 2 o'clock down at the O'Brien Ice House. Get down to that if you can.
And of course, don't forget about the Men on Men art competition that's happening at the Laird. All the artworks are moving into the Laird. Brett's been sending me some pictures while we've been on air and there's some gorgeous stuff. And this Saturday afternoon, you can jump on down for an all-inclusive event where all genders, ages, sexualities are welcome to come on down and see the works and maybe vote in the people's choice for the artwork you like the best.
Fab.
It's really great because it's the expression of masculinity, whatever that may mean for you. So that doesn't necessarily mean a man.
Team, we've got to give away this prize, of course. Oh. We've had a fabulous competition running for the show.
We had a double pass to give away to go and see the proms, the last evening of the proms, thanks to the MSO, on July the 13th at Arts Centre Melbourne. And you had to guess what this song was. I mean, what could it be?
Lisa Mann got it right away.
As did many of our listeners. What is it, Lisa?
It's Womanizer by Britney Spears.
Womanizer by Britney Spears. And congratulations to Alan from Mount Eliza, who has won the double pass. The lovely Java Day will be getting in touch with you. Thank you all for listening. Stick around for the hits, then Chicks Talking Footy, and so much more on Joy 94.9.
And for goodness sake, stay warm, people. Yeah. Keep your scarves on.
I better put a jumper on instead of this tank top.
Well, I thought that is you dressing up.
See you all next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.